She was born in Vienna, Austria, in 1930. She says her childhood ended 8 years later. She remembers the Jewish holiday where you celebrate finishing reading the Torah.
They dance around with the scrolls, and you try and reach, and you kiss the Torah. And my dad put me on his shoulders, and I leaned forward, and I was able to reach. And I thought I was in heaven, right? And then was Kristallnacht. And then they burned the Torahs on a big bonfire in the middle of a square. And this little kid couldn't understand that. Why can it be such ecstasy at one moment and then just be burned, and just in a bonfire?
Kristallnacht, a series of coordinated attacks against Jews throughout Nazi Germany and parts of Austria in November of 1938, carried out by paramilitary forces and non-Jewish civilians. At least 91 Jews were killed in the attack, and 30,000 were arrested and incarcerated in concentration camps. Levy says it took some time to be able to understand what was happening.
And then the Nazis took us out of school. I wasn't allowed. And that, I became aware. And also the whispering and the things between the parents. We tried to leave legally. We had passports to, Mom had a brother in Argentina, but everybody was trying to leave Austria because it was mad. Lines were way long. And they closed the consulate just before we came to the door. So then Mom had a friend who knew somebody to smuggle us over the border to Belgium. That was a horrible experience.
Levy remembers traveling one moonless night through farm and field, mud and manure, with other families also trying to escape. A rusty nail ripping her father's coat, getting tangled in barbed wire, heightened danger created by a crying baby. These are recollections that spike her memory of escaping Austria. The next several years were full of hiding and fleeing, being caught, dodging bombs, scavenging, illness, ridicule, betrayal, and occasional life-saving kindnesses. They ended up in Brussels, leading a relatively normal life for a time in 1942. That's when she lost her father.
And then Dad got the papers at first to go for forced labor. Mm-hmm. And Mom said, go into hiding. And he says, no, if I go, you and the kids will be safe, because nobody could imagine what Hitler had in mind. You know, he figured he didn't mind hard work, so he went. Ultimately, in a way, it did save us. But
Levy never saw her father again. He died sometime later in Auschwitz.
Oh, I tried to find him. I worked my feet off after the war. There were lists of people that had returned. And I was sure my dad was going to be on that list. And sure, the list got shorter and shorter. And then finally you realize he wasn't coming back.
She says at 13, she struggled to find the will to live.
I didn't want to live. After what I'd gone through, what the world, what people were capable of, were good turned to evil, you know. So I lay down on the couch, turned my head against the wall, and then one guy came and he said, okay, you don't want to eat, you don't want to live, he says, die. Give Hitler another posthumous victory. Give him another victim. And that's when I said no. That's when I got back on my feet. But I was sick, that was part of it too.
Still, Levy lost faith in humanity and in God.
I couldn't justify it. I couldn't justify a God that would allow that to happen. And if he allowed it to happen, what kind of a cruel God was he?
But her faith wasn't long lost. As a girl, Levy remembers coming across the cover of a magazine, which had pictured a very tall man. His head was next to the moon, and his feet were on the ground in boiling water.
And it said it would take him 3 days for the sensation to reach the brain, and two more for his foot to take out of the water. So that's the simile I took, and said, the good Lord is far away. He's got a lot to do, not just us. And time warp is different. So, you know, we were saved eventually. But what we consider a day is a blink of an eye for the Lord. That's what my childhood little girl decided to make out of it.
Levy eventually married an American and made her way to the United States. She and her family lived for a while in New York City, but she found the culture there unfriendly and alienating. So her husband, Mark, applied to transfer jobs, and they wound up moving to Morgantown. Levy still smiles, thinking back on the first trip to the small West Virginia town. Traveling on the old Route 119, she and her husband landed their car in a ditch at a sharp bend.
Within a matter of seconds, there were two cars and a truck, and it stopped. The one car pulled out a chain and pulled us out. And Mark says, "There goes a 20." New York mentality, right? He tried to give the guy $20, and you have never seen anyone more offended. "That is a neighborly thing to do," he says. "We don't take money for that." So that's how we stayed in Morgantown.
Levy was struck by the culture of community living. She says everything from neighbors lending batteries from their cars to sometimes dropping off a brood of children unannounced. She fell in love with Morgantown. What was supposed to be 6 months turned into a home place where she and her husband Mark raised their family. It was several years later when, she says, she heard hate in the Hollows. People were trying to deny the Holocaust happened. That's when Edith Levy stood up.
"Hey, I know it happened. I was there."
Levy began writing. Her writings appeared in the book Flares of Memory, and she authored a textbook and curriculum entitled The Holocaust in Perspective.
There was nothing in the schools. The history book had one paragraph that mentioned the Holocaust. Who was it that said, "If you don't learn from history, you're bound to repeat it"?
Levy says one of her proudest accomplishments was finding the courage to stand before the West Virginia legislature to make a case for the creation of the West Virginia Holocaust Education Commission. She was 68 and still terrified of authority. Then Governor Cecil Underwood established the commission by executive order in 1998, and Levy set to work educating middle school students throughout West Virginia.
"I figured if I survived the Holocaust and if I survived the illnesses, then the good Lord had a mission for me."
Dr. Levy has since stepped down as chair of the Holocaust Education Commission. She worries that the cause will be lost without a passionate chair.
"The thing of it is, as far as I'm concerned, you've got to teach that you can be good. And you don't have to be selfish and say, I don't care."
Dr. Levy is a member of the Hall of Fame of the Human Resources and Education School at West Virginia University and has received the Governor's Lifetime Achievement Award. She dedicated a Holocaust library at the Morgantown Library in honor of her father, J.D. Rector. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Glynis Board in Morgantown.